And now to the workload challenges, court system backlogs, and staff shortages facing Wisconsin's State Public Defender's Office. This is the state agency providing legal representation to indigent individuals in criminal cases, also appointing a private attorneys to handle overflow cases. Tens of thousands of pending criminal cases waiting. Your questions for public defenders, 800-642-1234. Guy Cardamone is an assistant public defender in the Madison Trial Unit and training coordinator for the State Public Defender's Office. Guy, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you for having me. I'm honored to be here this morning.
Oh, good morning. And Kate Drury is here as well, regional attorney manager for the Stevens Point area. Kate, welcome to you.
Thank you, Kate. I'm happy to be here. I'm looking forward to the conversation.
Well, let's start with you. Kate, you know, when you see the statistic from the ACLU, about 80% of criminal defendants do not have the means to hire a lawyer and rely on public defenders or court-appointed attorneys. Can you give us a better picture, put a face on who public defenders represent?
So public defenders represent indigent individuals who don't have the means to hire a lawyer. And the indigent population is often involved in the criminal justice system because they have issues with drug addiction, mental health, poverty. And this in turn can fuel instability and lead people to become involved with the criminal justice system. So the people who I represent are people who've had really difficult lives. Who've dealt with habitually frequent poverty and find themselves on the wrong side of the issue by making a bad choice. Now, you are not, as a client, defined by that bad choice. So my role is really to sit with the client and talk to them, talk about the case, talk about who they are, and help the court system try to problem solve the issue that brings the individual into court.
Guy, along those lines, you see clients at the lowest point in their lives. And I'm wondering how you sit with that and how you approach that when that is the core of your job, when you're seeing these clients in that state.
Yeah, that's a really, really great question. I think that one thing that it makes particularly public defenders really special is that we have the ability to see people in that moment and see beyond it. The public defenders that I work with, both in the state of Wisconsin and frankly all over the country, have this, it's almost like an artistic vision in the sense that they could look at somebody and see past that booking photo, you know, that description that we read about in the reports, and see a human life, see somebody who is a brother, a sister, a mom, a dad, an aunt or an uncle. And the job that we have and why it's so vital is that we tell their whole story. Because every time someone comes into the system, as Kate pointed out, you know, they come in for one moment or one act, but they're much, much more than that. And if the system is gonna work and if it's gonna work right, we have to make sure that the other players in the system, like the prosecutors and the judges, can see that human being. And that's why our job is so important. And I think that's why we're really special.
Let's move on to the pending cases, this backlog. And I want both of you to react to this because your boss, State Public Defender Kelly Thompson, has said there's a backlog of like 35,000 cases in the state, and it could take years to clear, telling that to WisPolitics. Kate, you first, what is causing this backlog?
Well, I guess what I would start by saying is that the delays that we are experiencing aren't solely because of public defenders. I think that when we're talking about court calendars, when there is a delay, that really creates a ripple effect that really affects district attorneys, judges, public defenders. I would say that in terms of the factors that contribute to this delay are issues the public defenders have in recruiting and retaining attorneys. It's also getting discovery from the state of Wisconsin hours before trial sometimes. It's the court's calendar and the fact that the judges have lots of cases. It's sometimes public defender clients who request a change in counsel, and the agency has to make multiple attorney appointments for the same case. So it's a complicated question.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, from the agency's perspective, we're really looking for creative situations to address these issues. And what we know is that we can't just do business as usual. We have to look at new solutions.
I want to unpack one thing you just said, getting discovery even hours before a trial. Does that mean you're finding information and you know, facts that might unfold in court just hours before you head into the courtroom defending this client?
In my experience, that has happened. With the advent of body cameras that police officers wear, you know, sometimes we are experiencing a lot more evidence, a lot more information. And while I think district attorneys try to give as much information to the defense as soon as possible, in some situations, evidence is missed. And then receiving that evidence hours before trial really puts the defense attorney in a very difficult position, because we take our responsibility to defend our client very seriously. And we might be forced to request a continuance or a delay as a result of that, because prosecutors are also experiencing these higher volumes of cases too. They're in a similar boat as public defenders.
Guy, what are you processing? What's on your mind about this backlog?
Yeah, I think what Kate said is absolutely true. I think for prosecutors, the issues are similar in some sense, because they have so many cases that they ultimately end up doing something like triage practice, where they're looking at their cases at a surface level to begin with. But when you do that deep dive into the case, you start to realize, oh, okay, you know, there's this piece of discovery or this item that hasn't made it over to the defense. And that deep dive really happens for most, you know, district attorneys, particularly in the bigger cities, like where I practice, is it's happening as the trial is approaching. And one thing that I think, you know, perhaps if you've never been involved in the criminal system or had somebody that you know or love or care about that's been involved in the system, what you'll learn is that we use trial as kind of like a due date. It's this thing that gets set and scheduled, and most cases don't actually end up in a trial, but almost every case gets a trial date. And when we were all, you know, holed up in our homes or not going out due to COVID, trials were effectively off calendar. And that I think had a huge impact across the state, because the friction of being in a room together frequently and building towards that trial date has a huge impact on how we're able to resolve cases and how cases are able to get kind of clarified. And discovery comes out more quickly. And so I think we've experienced a really unique, we've experienced something really unique within the criminal system, and it's gonna require, I think, some really creative and unique solutions from everybody.
We have Guy Cardamone, training coordinator for the State Public Defender's Office. Kate Drury is here as well, regional attorney manager for the Stevens Point area. Join in on court-appointed attorneys, your perspective on Wisconsin's court system, the State Public Defender's Office, 800-642-1234. We'll pick this up in a moment here on the Ideas Network. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're discussing the work of public defenders, these attorneys facing much higher caseloads, pandemic compounding staffing problems that started well before 2020, now confronting this backlog of pending cases we've been talking about could take years to clear out. Still time to talk about the state court system, public defenders, from your vantage point, 800-642-1234. Kate Drury is regional attorney manager for the Stevens Point area. Guy Cardamone is an assistant public defender in the Madison Trial Unit and training coordinator for the State Public Defender's Office. They're with us for about 9 more minutes. Let's look a bit about the pay progression bill that Governor Evers, signed last year about this time, allowing the office to use savings from staff turnover to increase pay. And this put public defenders on par with district attorneys. Kate, you first. Has the pay progression bill made a difference in retaining of employees?
Well, I would say that we're very appreciative of the pay progression bill that was passed. But I would also point out that there was an issue of perception in my staff because district attorneys were afforded this pay progression before public defenders were afforded the same pay progression. And that problem of perception and being treated unequally, although that issue has been corrected, was something that my staff absolutely noticed. I would say from my experience, pay is not the only factor that we deal with when we're talking about issues of retention. Although we're very appreciative of the pay increases that we did receive, workload is absolutely a factor. And so is other factors like access to childcare or financial incentives that the private sector is able to offer to our attorneys that the public defender agencies simply can't compete with.
When you talk about workload, Guy, can you give a sense of what the average caseload is for an attorney in your office?
Sure. I can't speak directly to every office throughout the state, but in my office, I know there are some attorneys who are handling in excess of 200 cases at a time, somewhere close to some, you know, still have around 250 cases. I see my colleagues, bearing that weight every day, and they're incredibly brave and strong advocates, and they hold themselves to the highest standard. You know, the public oftentimes, I think, sees us as attorneys, maybe not even that. So, big surprise to some people, we are in fact lawyers, and we're really good lawyers, and we really care about the job. And so, you know, one thing I wanted to mention with respect to the pay increase and what Kate had said is that a huge factor too, I think, is mentorship. And what I see as a training director throughout the state is a deep desire for our lawyers to get mentorship. That mentorship comes, not only helps them to be better lawyers, it gives them confidence, it helps them weather through some of the storms that they're going to face and some of the difficulties they face being public defenders, managing high caseloads. So I think that's something else that we really need to work on as a community in providing more mentorship to young public defenders and support for public defenders. And that doesn't always have to come within the public defender office. That can be coming from other partners within the system as well.
So mentorship might be a way to provide a better work environment for this very difficult work of being a public defender. How might you envision something like that working?
What I would love to see, just based on my own experience, is that as people commit more time to this work and this cause, that they then in turn get relief from their own caseload so that they can spend more time with the younger lawyers. I think that that would really give us the ability to, you know, reach down as younger generations enter into this profession, because they all come to us with a desire to be here. They want this job, and they just want the help and the support that they need to get it. And so I think allowing lawyers, a lot of people don't realize this, but our caseload is actually a floor. We do not have a ceiling. We show up when that file hits our desk, we're there. And so I think that would be potentially one way and encourage. And I'll say this too, and this goes back to the earlier point that you mentioned, which is when we're trying to think about how to unclog a system that is extremely clogged up right now, efficiency means a lot. And we're seeing this not just in our office, but in the district attorney's office, when they have lawyers that have been around, have the confidence and the experience, and frankly, the discretion to be able to act quickly, that experience is really vital. And if we lose that experience, we're going to have a really hard time getting back on top of what is already a very difficult situation.
talking with Guy Cardamone, Assistant Public Defender in the Madison Trial Unit, Trading Coordinator as well for the State Public Defender's Office. Kate Drury is here, Regional Attorney Manager for the Stevens Point area. Kate, I want to talk about private attorneys and the overflow. I mean, we had seen, you know, pre-pandemic data that private attorneys were handling roughly 40% or more of the cases opened by your office. What does that percentage look like now in pandemic times?
Well, I think that I don't know exactly what the percentage looks like. I don't want to give wrong information, but what I can say is that we really appreciate our private bar partners handling over four cases and stepping up and being committed to indigent defense and making sure that we provide universal representation to all criminal defendants. In my particular region, what I'm seeing is an issue retaining lawyers. So I have, you know, five offices in my region, and only one of those offices is fully staffed. That might result in higher numbers of overflow cases that I have to assign to private bar attorneys simply because I don't have the staff in-house to handle those.
How difficult is it to find a private attorney to take the case?
Well, it depends. I have excellent staff that work extremely hard, who are extremely organized in getting lawyers to accept private bar appointments. And in central Wisconsin, we do experience fewer numbers of attorneys who are able to take public defender cases. It also depends on how serious the case type is, because only an experienced attorney will be able to handle certain case types. We're not going to appoint, a brand new attorney to a serious case such as a homicide.
Well, Kate and Guy, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having us.
It was a pleasure.
Kate Drury, Regional Attorney Manager, Stevens Point area for the Wisconsin State Public Defender's Office. Guy Cardamone, Assistant Public Defender in the Madison Trial Unit. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It's The Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network.